Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
We must be more thankful. We live in a peaceful country.
我们多多感恩，我们住在一个现在还算比较平安的一个国家。
The problem is we never content. We take it for granted.
问题是我们很多时候我们常常不够知足。
As a matter of fact, this is not the best country.
这个并不是最好的一个国家。
The best country, the Bible said, is the kingdom of God.
最好的国家，圣经上说是在天国。
Because in the kingdom of God, there's only love, joy, peace.
在天国里面只有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
But in here, we don't have.
但在这里
unconditional love, joy, peace. We don't have much love, joy, peace.
我没有无条件的爱。
For the last 3,000 years,
在有经过两千年
the peaceful time in our society is only 10% of the 3,300 years.
这个就是其中里面平安的这个日子呢，其实也就只有三百年，就只有10%。
It's miserable.
这个真的是
I mean 90% we are fighting each other, war, all this kind of thing, you know, all kind of conflicts.
90% 的时间都在打仗了。
The last century is a two big world war, and every year, not even one year, is not in war in Middle East everywhere.
在三个世界都在世界打仗，就甚至没有一年的时间是平安的。
You cannot blame God.
我们不能责备神。
God create a good world.
神创造的世界本是美好的。
But we also thank God.
但我们也感谢神。
The world created world is good.
因为这世界本来造了是美好的。
But it's not the best.
但虽然现在不是最好。
The best is yet to come.
最好的还在后头。
The Bible never say, okay, I create, you know, this, okay, God look at his creation, this is good.
圣经上说了，这个地方创造了，神看着就是。
Even say he's very good when he create man.
Created.
Very good, not just good.
非常好，不是说只是好，是非常的好。
When he create the
创造人之后
the other things other than human being, he says good. Then now is very good.
他创造别的东西的时候，神说是好的，但创造人之后，他就说是非常好。
But
但是
it's not the best.
但还不是最好。
He did not say this is blessed.
他并没有说这个是blessed.
Blessed. You are blessed.
哦，他不是说你是被祝福的。
But in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said you are blessed.
但是在马太福音里面其实说你是蒙福的。
Because you become the children of God.
因为你成为神的儿女。
It's not just a creature, it's a created.
不是说只是一个创造物而已。
It's born of God.
但是你却是从神生的。
Now you're different.
现在你就不一样了。
Now you become the children of God when you pray our Heavenly Father.
现在你祷告说我们天上的父的时候，你就是神的儿女。
You assume he is your father.
你要知道他是你的父。
And I said, how dare you assume God is your father?
我们就说你怎么敢把神
Who are you? You are sinner.
你凭什么呢？你是个罪人。
You call the Holy God who created the universe the Father.
你把一个圣洁的一个父创造天地万有的称他为父。
I mean, you inherit the kingdom.
你却继承了这整个这个神的国。
Because the Father, you know, is the one who owns everything, but you are the same kind. You're going to inherit.
你知道神是创造了天地万有的，但是你是算什么样的一个种类，能够可以继承这一切
？It's too good to be true。
所以这个真的是太好，好到你不敢相信。
But Jesus said, "Yes, this is too good to be true."
但耶稣说是这个好到你不敢相信。
That's why most people don't believe you believe。
这就为什么大部分的人不信，你们却相
信。That's why you are blessed。
这就为什么你是蒙福的。
That's why the Bible said this is God's wisdom to fool the。Wise people in the world.
圣经上确实说这个是神的智慧，却让世界的人他们觉得是愚昧的。
And also, this is the grace of God. You believe.
这个却是神的恩典，让你们能够相信。
The first thing when you believe, He gave you.
首先一件事情，他让你相信。
One thing, money cannot buy.
这是钱买不到的。
Just praise you cannot buy.
这贝佐斯那个亚马逊的那个总裁，他买不到的。 比尔盖茨也买不到。
With all the money they cannot buy，
就是所有的钱，他们所有的钱都是买不到的。
God gave you a perfect peace，
但神却给了你们真正的平安。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit，
通过这个圣灵的大能。
Now you have peace with God，
现在你跟神之间有了一个平安。
Then you have peace with people。
然后你就有了一个平安跟人之间。
If you are right with God, you will be right with people.
如果你跟神之间关系对了，你跟人的关系也就对了。
But God said you are right with me already.
但神说你跟我之间已经对了。
Because that's a gift.
因为这是个恩典。
Who paid for it? Jesus paid for it.
谁给了这个代价去买这个恩典呢？是耶稣付上这个代价。
Jesus not only paid for your sins.
耶稣不只是为我们罪背负这个。
He paid for your joy.
他甚至付了钱买到这个平安给
你。Now he paid for your peace too.
他也为你的这个平安付上代价。
Why you still have worry about peace? Because he paid for it already.
为什么我们还为这个这些事情愁烦呢？耶稣已经付上了代价。
You could never afford it.
我们是自己是买不到的。
Nobody can afford it.
没有人可以买到。
If you have a business nowadays, give me $1 billion, you have permanent peace. You will lie up.All the billionaire will lie.
就算现在如果有能够做生意说你给我那个十亿你可以买得到这个平安
You can buy permanent joy $1 billion Everybody will lie up
你可以如果说一个 十亿可以买一个永恒的这个喜乐那个你会排一个长长的队
Unfortunately the Bible said this is priceless
可是圣经上说这是无价的
Only Alastair has said
这个 Alastair 应该像他这样弟兄可以得到
Just the peace in him worth $1 billion
就是那个平安在他里面
He's a multi-billionaire
十亿真的是他的他是
He have love, joy, peace Patience, kindness, goodness The nine fruit of the spirit All the fullness of God in him
这是忍耐恩慈良善各样的美善都在他里面
You are the richest people in the world
你们其实就是世界上最有钱的人了
Hallelujah
This is priceless.
这个是无价的。
Who paid for it?
谁付的钱
？Jesus paid for.
耶稣付的钱。
It's free.
这是免费的，对他。
All you need to do is say yes.
我们需要说的就是，我接受。
I want it.
我要。
I don't deserve it, but I want it.
我不配的，但是我需要。
But why people don't want it?
但为什么这世上的人不要呢
？Because people want to be God.
因为他们想要当神。
Do you want to be in control?
他们想要自己来控制。
They want to solve the problem.
他们想要自己凭自己的智慧来控制。
They think I can do anything. I don't depend on people.
他们觉得说我不靠别人。
But they forgot their heart is beating.
但是他们忘了他们的心。
They don't even control over the heart.
充满了苦毒。
The heart could stop anytime.
他们的心其实会随时会停止的。
Just today, that will be around maybe 10,000 people die of heart attack.
就是今天可能大概有一万的人，
他的心脏会突然停止。You think you have control? You don't have control.
你觉得你能够控制吗？我们没办法控制的。
Today, the most important thing God gave you is the first thing is.
今天最重要的，神首先要给你们的。
Is peace with God, peace with yourself, peace with people.
就是跟神有个平安，跟人有个平安。
And you will have a peaceful living is because you have Christ. You are in Christ.
你能够平安地活着是因为有基督在我们的里面。
In the Bible, there are 7,000 promises.
圣经上说有700个应许。
The most important promise is love, joy, peace.
这个最重要的这个应许就是仁爱、喜乐。
Because God will give you love.
因为神会给你爱，作为天父，他给你爱。
Joy.Because in heaven, that's only joy. That's nothing. No more tears. Nothing.
在天上是没有那个眼泪啊，痛苦这些，只有喜乐。
The first thing you getting close to the heaven is you hear singing.
你首先能够最靠近在天上，你听到的，首先听到就是那个音乐，那个唱歌。
It's the rock and roll in heaven.
就像那个摇滚乐一样。
A real music.
这是真正的音乐。
This music is nothing in this world.
我们世界上的音乐算不了什么。
It's like a picture.
是这个就像一个画面。
The music in heaven is like you are actually going into a concert.
就是在天上的这个。
Not a picture anymore.
天上的这个音乐是真的，就像你进入到一个。
It's only joy they singing all the time.
一个音乐会，它不是只是个画面。
Not only that, everybody can create songs.
大家都在唱歌，大家都会创造自己的音乐。
It's a life-giving being. It generate life. We can generate life like Christ.
我们真的是有基督的这个生命在这个天上。
That's called eternal life.
那个是永恒的生命。
That's the first thing the Bible wants to emphasize in the New Testament. All 27 letters, except one, the James letter, but that the end letter, it has one thing, is that the
圣经上强调了在27本书的除了这个雅各书之外，强调了一件事情最重要的。
Grace and peace be with you in abundance.
就是这个恩典和平安跟你同在。
All the letter is one thing is a grace is about your salvation. Peace be with you.
就是恩典还有这个平安要跟你同在。
Be with you.
跟你同在。
In abundance.
而且是大大的跟你同在。
From God the Father.
这是从我们天上父来的。
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
还有我们的耶稣基督。
So you cannot tell me you don't have peace.
所以你
already have it.
你不可能说我没有平安，其实你已经有了。
Today I want you to release that.
今天我们要把这个平安给释放出来。
In you.
因为这个平安已经在我们里面了。
That's a four way to release it. That's a four keys to open the door.
有四个关键可以释放这个平安。
And we go to look at that. I want you to know.
我们来看看。
I don't want you to believe the lie that you don't have peace. Because the first thing Jesus did is give you the peace. It's a gift.
耶稣已经给了我们这个平安，是他给我们的这个礼物。
It's a peace not from the world.
这个平安不是世界上能给的。
In John chapter 14, Jesus said, "The peace I leave you, I give it to you." It's not the peace like.The world gift.
十四章里面讲到说，我给你的这个平安不是世界上能够给的平安。
This peace is the something I give it to you.
这个平安我给了你们。
When I give it to you,
当我给了你们
，it will overcome the trouble.
可以胜过一切的
患难。It overcome your worry.
可以胜过你的忧
愁。It overcome your stress.
胜过你的各样的压力。
It overcome your frustration.
胜过你的各样的沮丧。
It overcome everything.
可以胜过一切。
That choke your life.
Choke your life.
Yeah, Jesus used the original Greek word is choking.
Oh,
you know how choking is.
就是所有那些东西会掐着你脖子的那些东西。
You are not happy because you are choking.
因为你不开心，是因为那个东西在掐着你的脖子。
By life worry,
因为很多的那些
by people saying something to you,
因为别人说了你不高兴的话
because the mortgage,
因为是那个 mortgage 你要付那个房屋贷款
because your girlfriend,
因为你的女朋友
because the world is not perfect, Jesus already is not perfect,
这世界不完美
the world is in trouble,
这世界是充满着各样的麻烦的
but take heart,
但是放心
I have overcome the world,
我已经胜了这世界。
And I have overcome the world with today. We talk about with peace.
我胜过这世界是今天我们要讲的这个。
It's a gift from God.
来胜过这个世界，这是神的礼物。
Salvation, the gospel, is a gospel of peace.
这个救恩呢，就是一个平安的救恩。
Now we are at peace with God.
现在我们跟神之间有个平安。
Because in Christ we are holy.
因为在耶稣基督里面，我们是圣洁的。
Jesus took away all your sins.
耶稣已经。除去了我们所有
的罪。Not only that, you are born again.
不仅是如此，你已经重生了。
You are born of the Spirit.
你已经在灵里面重生了。
You are different creature.
你已经是不同的、不一样的
创造。When you go to the mall, you look at different people.
当你去到这个世界、去到这个mall 里面的时候，你看那么多的人。
Probably you are the only one who is born of God.
可能只有你才是个重生的基督徒。
And everybody in the stripper, they're drinking. All of them, you know, just.Messing up with themselves.
那些人喝醉酒了，他们就把自己的生命、生活弄得乱七八糟。
Don't tell me you are not different. You are different.
你是不一样的。
You are God's children.
不要觉得你是没有什么差别。
You are the richest kid.
你们是在天国里面是最有钱的了。
Yeah, you have a rich dad.
天上的父，我们的父，
which dad? Which dad? Poor dad. There's a good book about rich dad. Poor dad. You have the rich dad. The poor dad is the worst of the world. Satan is the dad.
就是撒旦在那里面。
Think about how blessed you are.
世界上的这个人。
The fruit of Sabbath is love, joy, peace. The first thing is peace.
这个首先的这个果子就是仁爱、喜乐和。
Even you just come to Christ, you don't read the Bible.
平安非常的
重要。The first thing God gave you is gave you the peace.
神首先给你的就是那个平安。
Because the Bible greet each other, the first thing is peace be with you.
你看，在圣经里面，他们互相问安的时候，就是平安。
After you believe, it's grace, grace and peace be with you always.
在平安之后呢，那个恩典呢，是一直跟你同在。
And Jesus promised.
耶稣应许说
，I leave you with my peace. This is not the world's peace.
我把我的平安给了你们。
My peace I give you is the one who overcome the trouble.
世界上是不能给的，但你有这个平安，可以胜过一切。
Overcome the tensions.
可以胜过所有那些紧张。
Overcome the stress.
胜过那些压力。
Because this is from God.
因为这是从神来的。
That's true peace from God.
这是真的平安从神来的。
And true peace from God is even in chaos.
从神来的真正的平安，甚至在这个
you still feel peaceful.
甚至是这个大混乱之中，你仍然可以有这个平安。
But the world peace is something
但是这
是 cannot really give you peace.
但是这个世界却不能给你真正的平安。
And you have the secret God all over you.
但你有一个。
And when you go to China to do business, I have three security guards behind me. Okay, we go.
就好像你有保安在你的身边一样。我以前在中国
做生意的时候，I think I'm safe, but actually I still have to look over my shoulder.
有保安在我的旁边。
But someone actually told me you are stupid, you know, because when you have so many security people, know you are the one who they going to do something.
在那个时候，我虽然有保镖，仍然是东张西望的，很害怕。其实人家说你雇那么多保镖，人家反而会觉得你是个有钱人。是成为一个真正的他们的目标。
Because you have no security.
因为你其实你没有真正的一个保。
Because this worldly security is not from above, it's from the earth, it's limited.
这个世界的这个安全呢，不是从天上来，是从这个世界上来。
The Bible said that the peace I give you is eternal peace. It's a perfect peace.
神却说我给你的平安是永恒的平安。
And also it's unconditional.
而且那个平安是
unconditional.
是没有条件的平安。
You don't deserve it, but I still give it to you.
因为是我们本来不配的，但神却给了我们。
Because you believe me.
因为你相信神。
所以 we must today we look at the four principles.
我们今天来看四个原则。
How to receive this true peace?
怎么样去领受这个真正的平安
？It's not received, already received. You already received.
其实我们已经得着了这个平安了。
How you recognize it?
而是今天讲的不是说你怎么样得着，今天讲的是你怎么样能够释放出这个平安。
Sometimes we don't recognize people because they change.
有的时候我们去看一个人，你好像认不出他，其实他已经改变了。
So I have to look at his ID, then we find out, oh, you're my old customer.
才认真的看看，他是我的老客户。
So today we focus on.
所以今天我们要定睛在一个。
To recognize already the peace we have, how rich we are.
只能够跟这个怎么样能够意识到这个平安是真正已经在我们里面了。
Like the poor kid, he just inherited a lot of fortune. Someone tell him, "You are the son of the rich with daddy."
就像一个很穷的一个孩子，然后忽然间有个人告诉他说，其实你是继承了很多的这个钱。
The first thing we have to focus on one thing.
首先我们要注重一点。
God. Focus on God.
要定睛在神。
Don't focus on your problem.
不要定睛在你的问题。
Don't focus on your stress.
不要定睛在你的压力。
Don't focus on the statement, I don't have peace.
不要去看这些东西，你要知道你有平安。
You look at only one thing. You need to look at one thing, simplify your love. Only one thing is
你只看一样。
Fix your eye on God.
就是简单一点。定睛在你的父身上。
We look at the Bible.
我们来看圣经。
We're going to look at the Isaiah chapter 26.
我们看以赛亚书二十七章，天二十六章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Forgot to turn it off. Thank you, Jack.
谢谢。在这个在线圣经。 对对对。
26.
以赛亚书第二十六章。
Jeff, can you help me to turn off the whole thing? Yeah, turn off. It's my people calling.
对，二十六。
26. Verse 3.
Verse 3. 第三节。
Okay, Alvin, you took the Chinese. What's the Chinese?
艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
Continue.
谢谢。你们当依靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
Now, because the English translate directly from the Greek is more close to the original text, right? You will keep in perfect peace.
这个英文的翻译就比较就是靠近它的那个希腊原文的这个翻译啊，不，希腊不是原文，就是希腊文的这个版本。谁可以保得？得保这个平安呢？谁可以保守你的平安？
Or complete peace，
这完全的平安。
The eternal peace
是永恒的平安。
Means this peace is the term from God, not from people。
这个平安呢是神的。
You is God. God will keep in perfect peace. Keep in perfect peace.
他会保守你的平安。
Whose mind is steadfast？
谁是可以这样坚定的呢？
Steadfast means your eye is stay on God, focus on God.
坚定的意思就是你的眼睛呢定睛在神的身上。
Focus on God.
定睛在神上面。
You focus on God, means you already trusting God.
定睛在神上面的时候呢，你就表明是你是真正的信靠他，依靠他。然后你依靠他直到永远。
The law is your rock. Eternal rock means
神
faithful is a faithful God.
神就是你永久的磐石。
This peace is for you forever.
他是信实的。
Anyone can do that.
就所有人都可以做得到。
Your mind just focus on Him.
你的思想就是在定睛，就是定在他的上面。
Instead of focus on the problem.
而不是看这些问题。
Focus on the person who caused you trouble.
而是你不是看那个人给你麻烦。
Focus on the boss.
你不是眼睛看着那个给你麻烦的老板。
You focus on your daddy.
你要定睛在你的天父身上。
Now look at who is your daddy. That makes a big difference.
谁是我们的父？这个差别很大的。
Who is our God?
谁是我们的神
？What's the nature of our God?
这神有什么特点呢
？We look at a few things.
我们来看一些关键点。
The first thing is about God is
首先一个关键点是
He is omnipresent.
他是无所不在的。
Today He is here.
今天他就在这里。
He is with you.
他与你同在。
His spirit is everywhere.
他的灵是无处不在。
Actually, Jeremiah even recognized that God, you are the one who fill the whole earth.
先知耶利米他说：“神啊，你是充满这个天地万有的。”
Paul said, "We actually live in Him to move and have our being."
Uh, 使徒保罗说：“我们的生命、存留、气息都在乎他。”
And Paul even talk about Jesus is the one who sustain the whole world, including the sun, the moon, all the your heart, everything in you.
使徒保罗甚至是说，耶稣基督呢，他是托住天地万有的，这所有的包括太阳啊，这些所有的这些天体啊，这个整个世界的这个运行，都是耶稣他在托住，能够使得这些东西在正常运行。
So there's no place God is not there.
说没有任何一个地方可以说是神不存在的。
You say, God does not know my problem.
你不可能是说神不知道我的问题。
Impossible. He knows
不可能
everything.
他什么都知道。
He's all knowing.
他是全知的。
Not only he is all knowing, he is omniscient.
他不仅仅是全知的，而且他是
The first is
不仅他是知道，他是全知道。
The first is omnipresent is everywhere.
前面那个是
Secondly is
他是无处不在。
Omniscient. He knows everything.
现在第二个呢是他所有的他都
知道。He's everywhere, also he know what you're thinking now.
他知道你所想的每一样东西。
Psalm 139, we look at Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇。
David talk about his relationship with God.
讲到他跟神的关系。
Let's read only the...
我们起来读。
First, Alvin, you read the first seven verses.Psalm 139.
诗篇139.
The whole chapter is about God is all powerful. God is all knowing. God is all present.
都是讲神的全知全在全能。
Okay. Alvin, can you read that? In Chinese first.
From verse 1.
139, yeah.
Okay. 耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念，我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
Verse 7 is about, we just talk about omnipresent, all present. God is everywhere.
第七节呢就正好讲到神的这个全在，就是他任何地方无处不在。
You cannot go away from his spirit.
你不能躲避他的。
The world is clouded with God.
其实这个世界呢都充满他的。
When you look at a bird, he
created a
bird. The bird is singing.
他造的鸟，那个鸟在唱歌。
He created bird is not for crying. He created bird is not for swimming. He created bird to sing.
他创造鸟不是为了他会去游泳啊，这些 swimming is this.
God created you is to give you peace.
创造这个鸟，鸟会唱歌。神创造你，你有平安。
You learn from the little bird because they're so happy.
你要从这个鸟身
上 They're so peaceful.
从他们身上学习。
Every day they're on time to wake you up.
他们充满平安，每天早
晨。When you walk home, you can see the beauty of the universe.
他叫你起床，你看这个宇宙充满了神创造的美丽。
Here,
这里
，it talk about he know you by name. He know you by name.
神按你的名知道你。
Like Moses, his presence will be with you.
就像他对摩西说的，他的同在跟你在一起。
I'll give you rest.
我给你平安。
Not only say, "Hey, I don't have rest." No, God will give you rest Himself.
不是说我没有平安，神他会亲自给你。
All you need to do just
我唯一需要做的
focus on Him.
就是定睛在他身上。
You say, "I'm working." It's okay. You're working. You take a mini vacation for 10 seconds.
我在工作了，在忙着呢。
但是 when you're in trouble,
你可以花十秒钟。
This person gave you a hard time. You know, you just pray.
这个人给你麻烦，你就祷告。
You connect to the eternal peace. You don't have to worry about that. Don't take it personal.
你连接到这个永恒的平安那里，你不要去担心这个人。
And some theologians even say in a day you take around 40 to 50 mini vacation in your mind to connect to God. Your life will be full of love, joy, peace.
甚至很多神学家说，你就花这个。40 to 50
mini vacation.
他说四十到五十个这个很 mini 的小小的这个这个像度假安息。
To feel God's presence.
你把这个四五十个就是这个小小这个度假的充满这个神的这个平安。
When you feel God's presence, you know He not only is present, He knows the solution. He knows.
因为他知道所有的这个问题的解决的这个答案。
You don't need to escalate the situation.
你不需要把这个问题升级。
You don't need to argue.
你不需要跟人家争辩。
You just say the right thing, smile, and just overcome evil with good.
你只要说对的东西，然后充满微笑。
Christian only bless, we don't curse.
以善胜恶。
We don't curse.
我们基督徒只祝福，不咒诅。
And the other day, the same thing. I talk about my testimony too. I was in the sky train.
有一天我在sky train 上面
another guy come up. That's not the first time. And I come up. Hey, I want your seat.
其实这不是第一次。
That's a lot of seat. He want my seat.
在我面前说，哎，我要你的座位。
He looking for fight and trouble, right?
他好像找麻烦，要跟你打架。
I said, you really like this seat?
我说你真的要这个座位？
He said yes. Okay, then I let him sit down.
我说好，那你来，你来坐。
I sit just beside him.
我就坐在他旁边。
Last time is the same thing. That's the second time.
上一次也是这样发生的，这是第二次。
And then.Last time, I remember last time, there's no, nothing happened this time. But last time, the guy just beside me just even asked, can you give me some money?
这上一次更是这个，有那个人不仅是要了我座位，还说你能给我一些钱。
Actually, I usually in my small group, we always put $2 or $3 in our right pocket.
我们常常会,
in case we need to give someone.
我们常常会放一点零钱在口袋里面。
Because when you're in hurry, 就是, don't have time to do that. When someone come up, you can give it to them, right?
就是背着有人要问你要钱的时候，你可以给他。
Way to be mercy, right?
就是这是一个学习一
个。I have $3, I give it to him.
学习一个怜悯的一个方法，我就给了他$3。
Suddenly he becomes so quiet.
突然间他就安静下来了。
My peace is passing on him.
我的平安。
It's contagious. It's like COVID-19, right?
我的平安会传染的，我的平安就传染给他了。
He suddenly just quiet down because he's looking for a fight. No, I don't want a fight. I want to give him peace.
他就找麻烦，他就想找你打架了。你但是我不要麻烦，我要平安。
That's how a Christian should.
忽然间就平安了。
In this kind of situation, because Jesus said, "Don't repay evil with evil, repay evil with blessing."
因为这里我们不是以恶报恶，我们却是以善胜恶，而且是祝福他们。
Christians have a different perspective because we learn it from Jesus. We is better to give than to receive.
这基督徒是不一样的这个眼光了，不一样的这个观念。
Because the more you give,
施比受更为有福。
The more you give, the more God will give back to you.
你给的更多，神也给我们更多。
That's in Luke chapter 6:37. The more you give, God will give you even more.
路加福音里面讲的，你给就
not only more, much much more.
而且给你的还有是更多更多的。
Remember, we have a rich dad.
记得吗？我们有很有富有的天上的父。
This is very wise dad.
他非常的有智慧。
He won't tell you when he's going to give it to you.
他不会告诉你是什么时候
给你。But he promised he'll give you daily your daily bread.
但他是有应许，至少每天的。
Because when we know he's a rich God, we're going to pray for our stock market. We pray for the stock, pay for the house, everything. We want to win the 649.
他会是应许你是每天有足够的这个饮食的供应。
God never want to deal
with
that. God say okay.
但是如果是你要祷告说我要中彩票，
You're my son, but I promise you daily, I give you your daily bread.
他确实应许的，我会给你每天足够的供应。
Guarantee for life.
就是一生都有足够的供应。
We don't have enough faith. We always know scramble, but God's already promised. I give you daily your daily bread.
我们很多时候我们没有足够的信心，但神却允许的说，他要给我们日用的。
I give you daily your daily peace.
我也给你日用的平安。
I give you daily your daily joy.
我给你日用的喜乐。
But we are greedy. You ask God, can we give us the joy? From tomorrow and next month?
我们却是说，我要下个月的开心。所有的钱要给我。
The peace I want to give me next 5 years, give me peace. Then I will be peaceful.
下五年的所有的这个平安，我要得到，这样我才有真正的平安。
God don't want to spoil you. In this case, you don't even come to church. You know, if He gave you next 5 years will be peaceful. Everybody will be gone.
神不想要给你宠爱，不然的话，你觉得说下个五年的平安你全都有，你就不来教会了。
Because we're lazy.
因为你就懒了。
God will only give you one day at a time, promise.
神就给你这一天的，这完全应许的。
You said you want 2 days, no.
如果你想要两天的，没有。
He's a tough daddy.
他确实是有一点强硬在这方面。
But actually, that's how you treat your son.
但这个其实你对你的儿女的
very strict
管教也是这样，你很严格的。
Right? You don't want to spoil your kid.
你不想宠爱他。
A good dad will always do that.
宠爱他。一个真正好的父亲也
是这样的。 So now we know God is not only all
要知道,
pleasant.
神不只是无所不在的。
He is all knowing.
他是全知的。
He know your true need.
他知道你真正的需要。
He give you daily your daily bread, your daily joy, your daily love.
他给你日用的饮食，日用的平安，日用的喜乐。
And one more thing is, He is all powerful.
而且还有一点就是 他是全能的。
If God is all-knowing, all-present, but he's not all-powerful, you're in big trouble.
但如果他虽然就是他完全的在，他完全知道，但他什么能力都没有，那就麻烦。
Because Satan has more power than he's finished.
你要是撒旦更有能力，那你就麻烦，你就
Then we better believe the other religion.
全输了，那你还不如信别的宗教去了。
He's all-powerful too.
神是全能的神。
We forgot. That's why we worry. We don't have peace because we don't think God is powerful.
因为我们为什么担忧？很多时候你不知道神他是全能的神，是不是
？We think he's a small god.
我们把神当成一个很小的一个神。
Sometimes can do things, sometimes cannot do things.
就好像他有时能做事，有时他没有能力的。
That like the old Chrysler, sometimes it works, sometimes doesn't work. old Chrysler, a car.
就是有一种
车 Toyota
有一种很旧的旧的那种老的那个车它有时能工作有时不能工作的
That's not good
这是不好的
If God is sometimes work sometimes doesn't work we better get off
如果是有神有时候有能力有时候没有能力那就麻烦了
He's all powerful
他是全能的
He knows your need
他知道你的需要
He's with you
他跟你同在
Why he's with you? Because he feels your pain
为什么他跟你同在？因为他知道你的
痛。We don't even know God when you suffer. God is suffering with you too.
你知道，当我们受苦的时候，神也跟我们一起受苦。
Isaiah chapter 63 and Psalm 68 talk about when you suffer, He suffered with you and He take up your burden too.
他不仅跟你一起受苦，他把你的担子给拿走。
When you're not happy, He's not happy too.
当你不快乐的时候，他也不快乐。
So this God knows you because he
这个神是知道你的。
He will go through your life with you.
他经历你的生命，跟你一起来经历。
As a matter of fact, Jesus was called the suffering servant.
你知道耶稣也被叫为这个
受苦的仆人。
受苦的仆人。
So you don't think God is happy with the world?
所以你不要想着说。神是
Oh God have a good time when you're suffering. No. When you suffer, he suffers more because his heart's bigger.
所以你不要觉得说我在受苦，神在很开心。
First John, God's heart's much bigger than yours.
只是因为神的心比你更大。
Even before you suffer, he already suffer.
在你受苦的时候，神已经在
Because he always ahead of you.
比你已经先受苦了，他总在你的前面。
That's good. God is all powerful.
这是好的，神是全能的。
But one more problem is that the
还有个问题是
we focus on God.
我们
this is God's power. The God's power is three things. God's character is three things: is all powerful, all knowing, all present.
这是三样，全知、全在、全能，就是我们的神。
You will ask, what about if He is not a good God?
所以你在问，那如果神不是个好的神怎么办
90% good, 10% not good.
就是 90% 好，但有十，有百分之十。
Now we question about God's character.
如果你就开始怀疑神的品格了。
The Bible said God is a El Elyon. He is all good.
但是圣经上却明确的讲，神是完全的美善的。
He is the ruler.
他是。统治一切
Not only good, he is all loving, El Shaddai.
他是全，不仅是美善的，他是全爱的。
So God is a loving God, a loving Father. Not only that, his character is holy.
他的品格是圣洁的，是充满爱的。
Now we know the moral character of God. He knows everything will work together for your good.Roma chapter 8:27.
所以我们知道了，在罗马书第八章二十八节。
Because in Jesus Christ only yes.
万事都互相
only yes.
万事都互相效力，在耶稣基督里面都是是的，确定的。
No no.
没有说。
That's why he is a God who bring good from evil. Even that's an evil, you don't need to worry. He's going to turn the evil into good.
就是，即使是邪恶的，神也能够把这个邪恶的转化为善，化恶为善。
So he is the God.Who will always bless, not curse?
他是一个神，只是祝福，他不咒诅的。
Even you think, hey, this now is curse. I'm miserable.
即使你觉得说这是个咒诅，我已经很麻烦了。
God promised.
但是神应许了。
At the end,
在最终
will be good.
会变
成好的。Not only good, you will be in heaven too.
不仅仅是好的。
Not in heaven, you inherit everything in heaven.
你还会继承这天上所有的
一切。When you looking back, this is good. Life is understand backward.
当你回想起来，
Live forward, understand backward.
这些都是好的。
Because the Bible promise.
因为圣经应许。
When you see someone, your enemy, anything.
当你
Don't curse, only blessing. Because you were called to bless.
看到你的仇敌，你要祝福他们。
If he asks you to call to bless, he is the one who blessing everybody.
因为神叫我们祝福别人。
Even your situation no good is a training.
我们就是要大大的祝福，因为这所有的这个事情，所有的这个状况，都是一个训练，对我们来说。
The problem, the stress, make you stronger. To be a stronger Christian
是为了让我们变得更加的强坚强。
In this training, you will become much more peaceful.
在这个训练当中，你会变得更加的有平安。
You have a deeper peace.
你会有更深层的平安。
The real peace is in the midst of chaos.
这个真正在这个世界上，你能够从神那里得到的平安呢，是在这个混乱之中，你所能够
not affecting by the environment or the circumstances.
而不是会被周围的环境
所 we fix eye on God.
困扰。所以你定睛在神的身上。
Fix on the only good God.
定睛在唯一的神身上。
Fix the one who is all powerful.
定睛在那个全能的神身上。
Don't focus on the problem.
不要去定睛在问题身上。
Don't focus on your boss.
不要去看你的老板。
Don't focus also on other things.
不要去看别的东西。
Only on him.
只定睛在神。
And one of the, I remember, one of the management training before I was a Christian, and about how to deal with stress.
在我还没有信主之前，有一个训练说怎么样去胜过压力，克服压力。
All you need to do is find someone you can unknow all your unhappiness to the person. The person still feel good.
Sorry, kidding.
I mean, you find someone
你去找一个人
can talk to you.
可以跟你聊天。
You complain, you unknow. Unknow means unknow everything on him. The person still okay.
就是怎么样能够舒缓你的压力，你就找一个人能够跟你聊天的，你把你所有东西倾倒在他的身上，他不会有问题的那一种人。你找那种人。
The problem is very hard to find this kind of person.
但麻烦是你找不到这样一个人。
Not even your wife.
他能够接受你所有的这些东西，他不会受伤的。
Then they suggest, okay, the cheapest way to do that is the.
然后他们想说啊，那有个更好的一个便宜。
Talk to your dog.
更好的办法，他说：“那找不到人吗？你找狗，对狗。
Focus on your dog and know everything, your unhappiness, stress, everything.
把你所有的这些
trouble talking to your dog.
所有的这种麻烦啊，这种心里的仇恨啊，全部都倾倒在你的狗身上。
But one problem is that the.
但问题麻烦是
，dog is very smart.
那个狗也很聪明。
After talk to him, while he know you are unloading on him too.
你跟他讲久了以后，他知道你要干嘛。
He'll get away.
他会跑掉。
Then they suggest, okay, you will unload everything on the hamster. Hamster, your hamster.
Hamster, what is hamster?
A little mouse.
Hamster.
仓鼠啊。哦，就是有一种宠物叫做仓鼠。他们说，那你不要那个不要吐槽在你的狗身上，你吐槽在那个仓鼠身上。
I know on your goldfish.
因为仓鼠不会跑，是不是？好的，是那个金鱼，就是那个养的鱼缸里面那个金鱼。
At worst, come to worst, if you don't have
金鱼跑不掉
goldfish, you can unknow on your plant.
然后还有你的那个盆景那个植物也可以。
Or the flower.
或者是那个花。
花就死了。花就死了。
就是吐槽在他们身上。
No. That's the worldly way how to.How do we live yourself? How to have peace?
你看，这个就是世界教你的方法，怎么。
But we are talking to a living God.
但是我们现在讲的是一个永生神。
You focus on, don't focus on the problem.
你要定睛在神，不是定睛在问题身上。
When you focus on the problem, you cannot move.
当你定睛在问题的身上。
Focus on not only who you are focusing on, focus on the right person.
但是你要定睛在一个真正的一个对的人身上。
Who is good?
是谁呢？是。是美善的神
，Who is powerful？
他是全能的神
，Who loves you？
他爱你的
，Who is capable to help you？
他有全能能够爱你。
Why we focus on the wrong thing？
为什么要定睛在错误的
？That's why you don't have peace。
上面的
，You focus on，
这就是为什么
try to
你会没有平安
，try to change your daughter，
change your daughter。你会想要把你的女儿给圈起来
？Yeah, some people try to change the husband.
有些人甚至把那个丈夫给牵起来。
Oh, the wife.
牵起，哦，我以为是那个 chain 铁链。
Or change the boss.
就改变你的老板。
Impossible.
就是不可能的。
Even change yourself is tough.
你要改变你自己都难。
Don't try to change other people.
不要去试图改变别人。
Try to focus on God.
你要眼睛在神身上。
When I teach my son to ride a bicycle, his mother told him, avoid the war, avoid the traffic, avoid this.
我的儿子在学那个骑自行车，然后他的妈妈跟他说，不要撞到墙了。
Avoid the traffic.
不要撞到那些路上那些车去了。
And,
要小心。
And that is a self-fulfilling prophecy. He always hits the wall. He always hits the traffic.
其实他就不断的撞墙，不断的撞到别人。
The right way to do that is focus on the right thing. Focus on the road.
而且真正对的办法呢，是应该是定睛在路上，他走的这条路上，不是看旁边的。
Focus on the front wheel. You know, you keep moving.
你至少可以看着前面那个轮子。
Now one thing is very simple. Today you get out from here.From now on, you focus on your daddy, the eternal God, who can do everything for you. You don't need to worry one thing. If you worry about your daughter or your son, you just pray, tell God, I cannot protect him, you protect him.
所以现在有个很好的办法呢，就是说你可以定睛在神的身上。其实因为很多的事情，你想管住你的女儿啊、你儿子啊，这些是不太可能。
You claim the promise.
现在你知道说我做不了，但神你可以。
Because the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 5:7, it said, cast all your burden to him.
第五章第七节里面讲的是说，把你的忧虑卸给神。
For he cares about you.
因为他顾念你。
Cast means lay everything on him.
卸给神的就是所有的倾倒在神身上。
Now Abbas lay everything on himself.
对。Alistair 都要把所有的问题都倒在自己身上。
No, no.
不、no. 不是的。
On your daughter, no.
在女儿身上，不是的。
On the one who is capable.
在天上那个全能的
神身上。You can unknow everything.You don't have to even do anything. You say, God, I'm listening to the sermon today, and the Bible says you are all powerful.
我听了圣经上说今天的。
I'm not sure you are powerful, but anyway, you know, I believe I give it to you.
我不知道你是不是真的全能，但不管怎么样，我把所有的问题交给你。
I don't want to think about it too much.
我也不想太多了。
I'm under stress. I'm thinking too much.
我已经是想的太多
了。Now I just go to the beach, go to the English Spain, you know, to swim.
我去去那个海滩边去游泳去散散心。
Your mind must be have a good mind management to focus your heart, the eye of your heart to God.
你要管理好你自己，让你心中的这个眼睛定睛在神身上。
When your mind is on to the right thing,
当你的心思
And also you believe this is the will God, this is the right person.
你要相信这个神他是对的人。
The worry will be gone.
你的忧愁就会退去。
The peace will come.
这个平安就会来，就是这么简单。
Right? If you off your mind, the English always have a word, right? when you off your mind and you don't think about certain things,Then actually you become better already.
其实当你不去想这些东西的时候，你会好很多。
Now you focus on the all-powerful God.
现在你定睛在神身上。
He know all the situation.
全能的神，他知道所有的一切。
My son in Japan, I don't even worry about one thing.
儿子在日本，我都不担心他。
I said, I tell God, you said you're all-powerful, you're everywhere, you know him.
你说你知道一切，你认识他。
I give him to you.
我把他交给你。
And he's been...Doing well, he's been healthy, everything.
他做得不错，他也很健康。
And always we interfere in God.
我们很多时候却是干扰神。
We become God's obstacle.
我们却成为神的拦阻。
Do less, accomplish more.
其实你少做点，能够成就的还更多。
Let God do it.
让神来成全这一切。
You surrender yourself.
你降服在神的
面前。You try to manipulate the situation.
你很多时候自己要去操控
这事情。That's not trust surrendering.
这个如果你不信靠神的话呢，你你应该要
surrender means you know
you don't 于神的意思是
you don't manipulate situation，
你不去操控这事情。
You don't try to force the agenda，
你不是去强迫你的意思。
You try to, not try to control other people or situation，
不要试着去控制别人。
You focus on the peace and joy and the power of God. God will take care of this. All things will work together for the good. Act 28 Romans chapter.
神却可以有这个能力，他要万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，在罗马书第八章二十八节。
And you can do all things to do something for yourself. It's okay.
你可以做一些事情，为自己做一些事情是好的。
Focus on love, focus on joy, focus on peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Not focus on problems, focus on stress, focus on difficult time.
问题、压力、困难。
Take your mind off.
把我们的心思给挪开。
Because in Jeremiah, the lamentation says, every morning is new.
说到说每一天都是新的。
God's blessing is every morning is new.
神的祝福每一天都是新的。
He's faithful.
他是信实的。
So every morning you give it to God.
每天早晨你都把事情交给神。
No matter how miserable you feel you are.
不论是多么的悲惨你感觉到。
When you do that,
当你这样做的时候，
God's peace will take over. Because the Holy Spirit working you, this is by the power of the Holy Spirit.
就会接管，这是圣灵的能力。
He'll take over.
他会掌管。
He'll take over the situation.
他接管你所有的这些。
You spend too much time and energy trying to figure out things.
我们花了太多的这个心思来。
It's waste of time.
以为我们可以明白这所有的一切，其实是浪费时间。因为我们是有限的。
You cannot see where's Hong Kong now.
你不可能现在就看到香港在哪里。
You even see the parking lot now.
你现在真的可能 parking lot 你都看不清楚。
But God see everything.
但神却能够看清楚一切。
So why do it yourself? You know, I want you to be a Christian who do less.
我希望你能够做一个
pray more.
做一个就是宁愿可以少做一点，但是多祷告一点的基督徒。
Do less.
可宁愿少做一点。
Trust more.
却更多的信靠神。
Sometimes even do nothing.
甚至有的时候你就算了，你不用做都可以。
God will accomplish everything.
神却能够成全一切。
You just sit around, pray.
你只是坐在那里。
In front of the West Vancouver Bridge, you just pray.
祷告，你去那个西温坐在。
The result even better.
看看那个环境，你现在会更加的舒服在那里。
You become the problem of God. You are you're an obstacle.
甚至有的时候我们成为神的拦阻了。
So be smart, focus on him.
所以我们聪明点，我们定睛在神的身上。
That anyone can do, right?
所以这我们都能够做到。
That's not high theology,
对吧？这不是说是非常高深的那个神学。
Secondly,
第二
，you must obey God.
我们要顺服神。
Because when you obey God,
当我们顺服神的时候
，peace will come.
平安会来。
When you do what God wants you to do, peace will come. We'll look at the.
因为我们做神要我们做的事情。
We'll look at one Bible only because we don't have time. 119, 165.
诗篇一一九篇。
And verse 165.
第六十九节。
165.
诗篇一百。诗篇一百一十九。
119 is the longest Bible.
诗篇一百一十九篇是最长的这个。
165.
最长的章节，最长的一章。
119.
六十九节。
No.
165. 一百六十九节。
No, there is 171 verses there.
哇。
165.
一百六十五节。
Okay, the top one.
按你律法的人有大平安，什么都不能使他们绊倒。
If you love God's will, meditate God's will.
如果你爱神的律法，你定睛，你那个默想他的律法。
You will have great peace, not just peace.
你会有
great peace.
大平安，不只是平安，是大平安。
Nothing will make you stumble.
是没有什么会让你绊脚的。
167 is okay too. I obey your sins.
167节也不错。这我心里守了你的法度，这法度我甚喜爱。
Means when you do God's will, obey God.
我们做神的这个他叫我们要去做的。
Great peace will come to you.
平安会领导我们。
When you do God's will to love the enemy or love someone who is not lovely.
但你去按照神的意志，按照神的
心意。Great peace will come to you.
爱你的仇敌，爱那些不可爱的人的时候，这平安就会领导你。
Not only you.
不只是你。
Your enemy too.
你的仇敌也会。
Not only your enemies, the surrounding too.
你的周围的环境都会有个平安。
Because God through you, He will blessing other people.
因为神通过你会祝福身边的人。
But you say I don't feel it because you don't obey God.
但你说
always try to do your own thing.
因为很多时候我们常常会就凭我们自己的想法做我们的事情。
God wants you to for one day you tell God I'm going to do everything you tell me to do.
神希望你有一天。会说神啊，我愿意做你要我做的这一切。
Even you say I don't read the Bible, I don't know how to obey, I don't have the Bible.
甚至你会觉得说我连圣经都没有，我 不知道怎么去行。
God said doesn't matter, you start from zero, it's okay.
没关
系， you just obey.
你就从零开始，但是你就是顺服。
Obey from your heart.
从你的心里顺服。
Not only the content obedience important, the obedience by itself, the behavior is very important.
不是说只是信，就是顺服的内容，但是你本身顺服这个态度就。
When you believe God, when you obey Him, but actually that's not what the Bible talk about, God still bless you.
就是即使你是有这个愿意的这个心，神都愿意祝福你。
After you know more about the Bible, you correct that, God will bless it. God, when you don't have the Bible, God still bless you.
当你还甚至你不太知道这个圣经里面法则，你有这个愿意顺服神的这个心，神都仍然祝福你。
There's no excuse why Christian cannot obey the Bible. They say I don't have the Bible. Okay, you don't have the Bible, just obey.
就是有的时候你会觉得说我不知道啊、我不太懂这个。
If you say I want to obey, then you'll find out the whole day. There's so many things you can obey God.
这你一天当中有很多很多的事情你可以顺服神的。
I tell you if you pray about that the next minute God going to send someone you're going to help someone
你知道当你这祷告的时候我愿意顺服的时候神下一分钟就送个人来要你帮忙。
Not only that the whole day God going to send people
不只是下一秒钟下一分钟
send situation
一整天神会那个、让一些事情发生。
Why God? Because God think, hey, that's only one day I can change this person. I better dump everything on him.
为什么呢？因为只有你一天愿意顺服，愿意接受这个训练，神就说，哇，那我多给你一点东西，让你好好的得着这个训练，因为只愿意顺服一天。
Because God wants to train you,
因为神要训练你
to live a productive life.
训练你成为一个能够多产，能够效率很高的一个人。
Obedience is very simple. You know, one life.At the beginning, I don't know much about the Bible. I don't even have a Bible.
刚开始的时候，我不太懂圣经。
Okay, I just pray. I just pray God. I don't have peace. Give me peace. My company is running aground. You know, we have so many. I cannot pay the payroll. You know, the employee is complaining. God, I don't have peace. I pray.
我祷告说，神啊，你给我平安。我这个公司我不知道怎么运作。
Because my mother told me, when you're in trouble, you pray.
因为我妈妈跟我说，你有麻烦的时候你就祷告。
Okay, then I pray.
然后我就祷告了。
And you know what happened?
你知道后来发生什么吗？
Yeah. Is it cold? Too cold?
I just opened the door.
Open
yeah,
door.
Yeah, good idea.
Good idea. Yeah. Okay. You know what happened when I pray?
你知道后来发生什么？我祷告了之后。
The situation become even worse.
问题更糟了，麻烦那个环境更糟了。
I said.
我说
God, are you kidding me?
神啊，你开玩笑吧。
Right? Why situation? God, my mother told me, you know, just pray God will change situation.
我妈跟我说，有这些事情要你祷告，事情会改变的。
And also my mother, I forgot my mother said, in his own timing.
我忘了，我妈妈其实还讲
了一句话说 Not your time, not your schedule.
是按照他的时间表。不是你的时间表。
When you wait for the sky train, is it he follow your schedule?
你去坐那个天车的时候，那个天车会按你的时间表吗
？He follow their schedule.
是按他的时间表。
The best possible time they come.
是最好的他的时候。
Also, God's time is better than your time.
其实神的时候也是比
我们时候更好。You will come, will not be delayed. God, you will come.
他会来。
Because God is a God of a promise, He is faithful.
因为神是应许，他是信实的。
Oh, the situation got worse. We cannot pay the payroll.
问题更糟糕了，我们工资都发不出去了。
400 people. If you don't pay them, they're going to have a riot.
400个员工，如果你不发工资的话，他们会反抗的。
In Hong Kong, they almost go to your house to kill you.
你知道，在香港的话，他会到你家杀了你的。
The newspaper right away.
这个报纸那些新闻，
马上 to write a story right away.
就会写一个新闻，就是关于你公司的事。
In big trouble, then
你就会麻烦。
Situation got worse. Then I keep on praying.
所以问题
Because there's no other way.
更麻烦
there's no other way. I just keep praying.
因为没有别的办法了。
Because God's timing is always like that.
但神的时候常常是这样。
Until you are at the end of your rope.
直到你走到在路的尽头的时候。
When you are down to nothing, He God wants you to down to nothing first.
真的是到我们一无是处的时候，神很多时候就让我们落到
一无是处。Because if He helps you too early, you don't appreciate.
因为如果他很早就来帮你的话 你不会感恩他
You'll think, hey, I'm just lucky.
你会觉得说哈我就是幸运 我觉得我很幸运 你看
It's not my mother tell me to pray It's because I'm smart
不是说是我妈妈教我怎么祷告是我本来就
God wait until the time is right Life and death situation You are at the end of your rope
神就是等到你在路的尽头的时候
You ask God final time God
你最后一次问神
Save me
神啊救我
Now the last one will work
那这最后一次神就
Because he knows everything He knows this guy is very stubborn
因为神就说这个人他和心很硬
Greedy businessman
他是一个很贪婪的生意人
To turn him around You need a very strong dose
你要改变他的话你也得下猛药
At the endcome and go to bankrupt if you don't pay these people the store going to close
所以、这个、
then all the year you know, we're wasting all the investment everything
所以我们后来那个股票 也全部都崩溃了
the company
so, 就是公司的这个整个、这个、
doesn't matter you know, all will be come to nothing right
所以就全部反正全部都没了
and God listen
跑到
对啊普通话叫什么？
泡汤
啊，泡汤，泡汤。广东话叫元旦了，元旦，元旦。
完蛋了，完蛋了，
元旦了啊！泡汤了，全部都泡汤啊 ！Got to wait until you almost 泡汤，
等到你就快要全泡汤的时候
，He just save you，
他就救了你。
It's like the disciple. The boat is going to sink.
那个门徒坐在那个船，那个船就快要沉了。
You think Jesus didn't know? Jesus know everything.
你想想，难道耶稣不知道吗
？He was sleeping.
耶稣知道的。耶稣
He also know that too.
他在睡觉。
At the last minute, because those disciples tried to do it themselves.
是最后一刻，因为那些门徒们，他觉得我们自己来。
To become the obstacle.
他们却拦阻了神。
Right? You, the first thing you come to say, hey, God, that's a storm, you know, let you do it.
他应该首先就来找耶稣。
They don't even know Jesus is God because they are totally ignorant.
他们甚至不觉得耶稣是神。
Because they just want to have some motive. Their motive is to, if I follow this guy, I'm going to be one of the, probably, you know, the new kingdom, I'll be one of the one who will be benefit.
因为他们觉得说，我跟从这个人他将来做王的时候，我可以从他那里得到很多好处。
That's why they fight for the position around Jesus,
这就
on the right hand or left hand in kingdom.
这就为什么他们抢着谁做大，在等到那个德国的时候。
But Jesus said, "You know, it's not how many people serve you, how many people you serve."
也就是说，不是说是多少人能够服侍你，
oh,
而是你服侍了多少人。
I don't want to be this kind of leader. I want people serve me.
你可能会觉得说我不想要做那样的人
See,
我是想要
That's how wrong is the disciple After 3 years They still thinking about Who is the greatest
三年过了这个门徒们还是强着说谁最大
We are the same thing We read so many Bible We never practice it God say Give it to me Give the burden to me Cast the burden to me You still want to save the boat
我们读了这个就是我们读了这个圣经也是读了很多都不知道是把这个
All you need to do just say
就你想要的还是说怎么救这艘船
To claim the promise To claim the promise
我们需要做的是宣告神的应许。
God, you said everything is possible.
神，你说一在你没有难成的事。
My son is in trouble.
我的儿子在麻烦之中。
You solve the problem.
你来帮我们解决问题。
I don't care anymore.
我不在这个。
Hey, that's the right prayer.
这个是对的祷告。
That's the right prayer because now you are know everything to God.
因为你把一切重担都卸给神。
Because He ordered you to do that.
因为神是命令你。
He command you to do that.
神命令你要这样做的。
Right, and he's capable to. He's all powerful God.
因为他是全能的，他是大能的神。
That's why you need to change your mindset.
这就为什么你要改变你的思想的观念。
You are always wrong.
因为你常常是错的。
He always right.
神永远常常是对的。
So you give it to him. You do the right thing. Give it to yourself. Do the wrong thing.
Amen.
所以你要是全靠自己的话，你就做错了。
Claim his promise.
所以你要宣告他的应许。
So the second thing is obey God.
第二点就是
，Don't do it your own way. Don't talk to the hamster. That's useless.
不要靠自己办法对那个仓鼠说话。
And one more, because we cannot finish this sermon if we keep on going this right. So I do the last thing.
再有一点，不然我们讲不完了。
The last thing is
最后一点是
is ask pray
就是。祷告
really
祈求 真的是祈求祷告
Now we mentioned trust already. I know you trust we talk about it another day. 我前面也讲
了
Pray why prayer is important.
为什么祷告很重要
Because Jesus want us to connect to him.
因为耶稣让我们跟他有个连接
When you connect to him, you connect to the source of the universe.
你跟他有连接的时候你就连接到了这个宇宙
的源头 He ordered you because he said you must remain in me.
他说你必须要跟我连在一起
In John chapter 15, Jesus used a key word.
约翰福音十七章里面，耶稣用了一个关键词。
The whole Gospel of John, if you miss it, it's okay. As long as you're a Christian, you miss it. But you remember 15, chapter 15.
约翰福音，如果你真的是什么都忘掉了，但是有一个第十五章的那个地方。
I'm the wine.
很重要，说我是葡萄树。
You are the branches.
你们是枝子。
If you remain in me,
如果你住在我里面
I will remain in you,
我就住在你里面
You bear fruits
你就会多结果子
Remain in this little short passage, chapter It mentioned, Jesus mentioned it 12 times, remain
在这里面耶稣讲了十二次讲了说住在
The key is remain That's why I ask you, challenge you to pray to connect to God 50 times a day.
这个住在里面就是连接跟神这个连接。
Because Jesus ordered you, command you to remain in me all the time.
因为耶稣他命令你要跟他连接在一起。
When you remain in me, I will remain in you, and you will bear fruit.
你连接在主里面，你住在他里面，你就会结果子。
When you pray.Peace come right away.
祷告的时候，平安就会来。
No matter how big, how small, the peace keep coming all day.
不管是多大的困难问题，这个平安就会来。
So you keep on praying.
所以你不停的祷告。
Last time we talk about pray at all time.
上次我们讲到说，
right?
常常祷告。
In the spirit.
在灵里面。
Depends on the spirit. We pray at all time, right? But most of us is pray in some time.
但问题是我们只是有时候祷告。
That's why we are blessed in some time.
这是为什么我们只是有时候门。
We are not a full-time Christian. We are a part-time Christian. That's why God can bless you only part-time.
全职的基督徒，我们只是兼职的基督徒。这是为什么神给你的祝福也只是。
God wants you to pray at all time, pray at all matter, not some matters.
不是说是指有些事情，是所有的事情都要祷告。
That's why the chapter 15 talk about remain in me at all time.
这是为什么在十五章里面讲到说要常常在我里面。
That's the most important message other than the salvation. The John wants to convey to you.
这就是约翰福音他想要告诉你的真正的救恩的道理。
Remain in him.
住在他里面。
Always connect to him.
就常常跟他连接在一起。
All you need to do, because you have the Holy Spirit always connect to him. You always pray at all times.
你常常祷告，因为这个圣灵，你在灵里面祷告，这圣灵是跟他连接在一起的。
Like Paul talk about the practice the presence of God, the what's that in the monastery, the monk, right? He practiced the passions of God.
像那个鲍迪就讲的,
Brother Lawrence, Brother Lawrence practiced.
那个讲的那个劳伦斯弟兄, 他就常常就是
He always connected to God 50 times. He's an ordinary guy. Actually, he is a pretty low caste person. But he connected to God. He became powerful. He prayed all the time. Because that's a promise from God. When you pray, I will be with you.
祷告的时候我跟你同在,
then everything is possible.
所以 就没有什么难成的事,
you don't even think about the problem, you give it to him.
你不要去想那些困难,
when suddenly the problem comes back, you think about the problem, you pray, you give it to him again.
就说如果是问题突然又来了,
like a soccer ball, when it comes, you just kick it.
就像这个足球跑到你面前,
if you don't kick it,
你不踢它,
all of a sudden, all this ball around you,
那个球就会越来越多, 就会,
对, doesn't matter where it goes, you just kick it out.
踢走它,
so God wants you to pray, it's a command.
这是个命令,
not only Jesus said that, and also in Philippians, Paul in the prison, he advised the church of Philippians, you must pray at all times.
使徒保罗对这个腓立比教会说, 你要常常祷告。
And we read this Bible to conclude.
我们来读这个圣经的,
Chapter 4. We read it many times, but we never practice it. That's the problem.
圣经里面这一段,
4:4.
经文,
Philippians chapter 4:4.
腓立比书第四章第四节.
Okay, read the Chinese verse.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Go on.
我再说你们要喜乐。
Keep going, keep going.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心, 主已经尽了。
Now, remember, we must humble first, okay?
在这边讲的时候, 你要先有一个谦让的心。
Verse 6.
应当一无挂虑。
Do not worry. Have peace in your heart.
不要,
God will take care of that.
不要有这些忧虑, 神会掌管这一切。
With thanksgiving,
带着感恩的心,
verse 7 is a promise.
第七节是个应许,
you read that.
神所赐出人意外的平安, 必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
The peace of God, which transcends all understanding. You don't need to understand.
神的平安是超越一切的, 你不能, 你是没法明了的。
And you are ignorant on this.
You don't
need to know.
你不需要知道,
the peace of God will guard your heart.
这个平安确实会保守你的心怀意念,
and mind in Jesus Christ.
你的意念,
will protect you, will surround you.
它会保守你,
God's love will surround you.
神的爱会环绕你,
Psalm 34.
在十篇,
how you don't need to know, he sent the angel over everything.
44里面讲的是说,
the peace of God means, the peace God means God's peace from above, that is an eternal God's peace. You don't need to understand, because you cannot understand, beyond your understanding, will suddenly guard your heart,
这个,
and mind,
这个, 平安呢,
Jesus Christ.
会出人意外的会临到你,
it's a promise. Pray, you God.
是在耶稣基督里面的, 你祷告,
you never try. You don't even know this verse.
你都没有试过,
then how do you practice it?
这句经文,
the problem is we're ignorant how much we have here. How much power we have in the Holy Spirit. That's why we don't use it, because we are ignorant. If you don't know your bank account have a lot of money, that's useless.
你不知道
you're building there, but you don't know.
如果你不知道你的银行账户里面有这么多钱, 你就是这个百万富翁也没有用。
We don't know. We don't know we have so much power.
不知道我们有这么多的能力在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit in us, we are born again, we are God's children.
在我们里面, 我们是重生的, 神的儿女。
That's only one of the promises, one of the 7,000 promises. When you pray, will guard your heart and mind in Jesus Christ.
这是圣经上已经讲过的,
supernatural, you don't need to understand.
保守你的心怀意念,
right? It's like turn on, let's let turn on the switch, the electricity come.
就像这个电, 这个开关一, 打开电就来了。
You say, hey, I want to know how. Before I know how, I'm not going to switch it. You're stupid. You're
我一定要知道这个电的这个工作的原理。如果我不知道，我就不打开。
Who needs to know?
谁需要知道这个
？Maybe the electric engineer.
可能是那些电工他们知道。
You just need to flip it.
你只要用
，turn it on.
打开。
That's how simple it is. Turn on.
就这么简单。就是这里面祷告打开。
And peace will come.
这个平安就来了。
When trouble come, peace come, and then you just pray.
这个问题来，麻烦来，这个平安也会来。
Simple, the Bible actually is very simple for simple people.
就是其实圣经就是给就是我们
we make it complicated.
不要太复杂。
That's why you don't need to go to you know the MBA because they make things complicated.
就是为什么人要去读 MBA， 把问题弄得更复杂
？Yeah, that's why you know even the professor in MBA school say, hey, well, I'll tell you it's just the crusade, you mean the traditional. Actually, if you are smart, you don't have to come to MBA school. You just do business.
其实 MBA 那些教授会跟你说，其实如果你真的不需要这些，你真的如果你真的你要练的话，你要
actually that's true. You know, every time.
可是你不如去真的去做生意。
In our company, we hire two or three MBA. After 3 months, usually we fire them.
我们公司
because useless. They are useless.
我们公司确确实实也雇了两三个这个 MBA。
Only boost the ego， 但是 boost the ego，
但是很快我们就把他们给辞掉了，因为他们就是有这个自我的这个骄傲。
God wants you to make things simple。
其实神要让这个事情更加的简单。
We make things complicated。
我们却把问题给弄更复杂了。
God wants you to get away from my path， you know， get out of here， let me do it。You said no， 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 I will do it。
神就说你。你离开我来做事情。
Do not worry.
He said,
"Do not worry. Do not worry about anything."
其实不要去忧虑这些事情。
But we say, "Hey, I worry something." You know.
先生说不不不，我有些事情。
God wants you to get rid of all the worry.
神要让我们除去这所有的这些烦恼。
Give it to him.
交给他。
And the peace will come.
这平安就会来。
You make it complicated.
你却把问题给弄复杂了。
Then you talk to theologian, talk to everybody, spend 1 year to study this passage. You still don't understand.
你去找那些神学家，然后学这个，然后你还搞不清楚这些东西。
Bible is a simple Bible. You just do it when you know it. Just do it.
去做，你懂了，你知道了，你就去做。
That's what Jesus. You will be blessed.
这就是耶稣说的。
You will be blessed. When you know this thing, you do it. You will be blessed.
你知道了，你去做，你就会蒙福。
You pray the peace will come, and you don't need to understand.
平安就会来。你虽然不明白
，If you don't have it, keep praying, it will come.
不明白，你就继续祷告，平安就会来。
That's why each day you pay 50 times, 40 times.
每天你40-50次祷告。
Doesn't matter, or ten times. Doesn't matter.
或者是10次。
Just keep on praying.
就是你就是继续祷告。
Let God bless His word. Okay,
让神来祝福他。
So we just have to practice God's word.
你只要就是。操练神的话
to release the gift of peace. The peace is a gift from the Holy Spirit. It's a character God gave it to us. Free of charge.
平安的礼物，这个礼物呢，就是在神通过这个圣灵来给我们的，是免费的。
So from now on, you must be more peaceful.
从现在开始呢，你就会更有平安了。
Less worry.
就是少。
Because Holy Spirit will do it for you.
就更少忧愁。
Okay.
因为圣灵与你同在。
Thank you.
Thank you, Duncan.